Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So being Generation X, I sometimes find myself understanding the baby boomers a lot more than the Generation Zs, understanding the millennials a lot more than the Generation Zs, but the Generation Zs, they're a lot younger. My kids are Gen Z. And I understand their generation, but there's some things that I've been questioning. Now, as you know, baby boomers, although many people felt it was coming back from the war on leave and getting pregnant, you'd be a baby boomer in the 40s, but technically, baby boomers are those born after 1945. They're traditionalists before 1945, but after 45 to 65, they're baby boomers. If you were born between 1965 and 1980, you're a Generation X. If you were born between 1980 and 1995, you're a millennial. If you were born after 1995, to 2010, you're a Generation Z. After 2010, you're Generation Alpha, until they come up with a better term. They tried to call them Generation COVID, which was ridiculous. I didn't like it, and I think they've discovered they better not do that. So the Gen Zs are in their 20s, late teens, early, almost up to mid-20s now. And one thing I have noticed over the past 5-10 years is many Gen Zs don't jump and get their driver's license. Now, that shocked me. I get their music. I might not really get twerking too much, but, Elvis did his form of twerking. I can understand the twerking, and I just don't understand not a lot of enthusiasm for getting the driver's license. And I noticed this, and I talked to my friends. I go, so-and-so's kid doesn't drive. He's 18. Did he have a substance abuse problem? No. He just doesn't want to get his driver's license. Why not? I was 3 years old wanting to drive. I still want to drive. When my husband gets into the driver's side, I'm like, okay, I really like to drive. I don't get it. And I thought, well, maybe it's in my head. Maybe I'm just seeing a lot of kids. I mean, my kids drive. I had a heart attack learning, and teaching them how to drive. I did do most of the teaching how to drive. So if they get a lot of traffic tickets, you know why. But I wanted them to have that independence. Well, interestingly, I'm not the only one that says that, but in the Week U.S. report, they're saying Gen Z is historically slow in getting driver's licenses. So I'm not the only one that's noticed this. They say baby boomers aren't letting theirs go. And I could see that. If somebody wants to take away my driver's license, I would be like, oh, hell no. Olivia Rodrigo did not get her license before age 8. Let me see. I don't know why they brought up Olivia. It might be a typo here. But they say that in 2021, 25% of U.S. 16-year-olds and 42% of 17-year-olds had a driver's license. Now, my parents didn't want me to drive when I was 16, so I didn't have a driver's license when I was 16. They wouldn't let me drive. They might have let me get my license, but they wouldn't let me drive. So it wasn't until I moved out, I had to learn how to drive a stick from a friend I was hanging out with, and I had to learn from friends how to drive. My mom taught me a little bit, but they wouldn't let me drive. So when I was 18 and I moved out, It was, and I didn't get my first car because I bought a Chevy Chevette for $1,500 with no air conditioning while working at Jack in the Box. Saved as much money as I could to buy a $1,500 used car. And I had to relearn how to drive. If it wasn't for friends or boyfriends letting me drive their car, I wouldn't have known how to drive. But that was from strict parents. We don't have a lot of strict parents these days. So I don't know if it's a parent strictness. Back in 1997, 43% of 16-year-olds and 62% of 17-year-olds had a driver's license. Even older members of Gen Z are lagging behind their millennial counterparts. In 1997, 90% of 20 to 25-year-olds had licenses. In 2020, it was down to 80%. What's going on? So, in the Post had, I think, discussed maybe it's because of cost of auto insurance, fear of accidents, environmental and climate concerns. That would be really odd for a 16-year-old to say, I don't want to drive to save the planet. But maybe they feel that way. Maybe they're comfortable with public transportation. But a lot of them are comfortable with ride-sharing apps. If you ask them, a Philadelphia resident, Madison Core, 24 years old, told the Post, if there's an emergency, I'll call Uber. Or I'll call 911. What's going on? That's not a plan. If there's a disaster or if there's something wrong, most likely the Uber drivers are getting out of Dodge. Most likely 911 is going to be busy. And there's not going to be, look at in Buffalo, the first responders couldn't get to people. Even though those who were in cars, unfortunately, didn't do well when they got stuck. But do kids really think that way? Where if there's a problem, I'll just Uber? That's a concern. Everybody should know how to drive a car. Everybody should know first aid. Everybody should know self-defense. Baby boomers are holding tight. 2021, 91% of older boomers, they say, age 70 to 74, had a driver's license, compared to 85% in 1997. Well, also, we have better medicine, we have better eye care, we have cataract surgery. So, you know, this is, I'm not, you know, making this up. Why do young people not want to drive? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I had written a book with Caitlin Kalikas, who is a psychology major and specializing in addiction. On addiction basis. Small book, easy read. And it's to kind of talk about how you could identify addiction. A lot of us think, well, that's not us. Those are people that are just, you know, dropping acid and whatever. Doing drugs, you know, in the work cafeteria behind everybody's back, right? Behind the schoolyard. Not entirely. Many of us could have addictions. We could be addicted to our smartphone. We could be addicted to sugar. I'm addicted to work. I'm a workaholic. I have to feel like I'm doing something. If I don't, I start to get a little uneasy. I feel bad. I feel like I'm doing something wrong if I'm not working or accomplishing one of the tasks I need to. Now, it might not be a consuming addiction, but it is one. So many of us do have, you know, it's not just about the, oh, yeah, I can't put down the porn. Many of us might have a addiction to something. And so we wrote a very simple book that discusses some of the more common addictions, online, gaming, shopping, eating, caffeine, and ways where you can identify it in yourself or a family member. And there's also some tips on how to overcome it. Now, by no means does that substitute for therapy. Do you not see a provider? But it might help for those of you going, look, I just want to, you know, kind of see the signs, figure out what's going on here. I think it'll help. We priced it really reasonably because we don't want people spend a lot of money. We'd rather have people learn. And it's on Amazon. And it's called Addiction Basics, Tips for Beginners. Look it up. You'll see it on my Twitter. You'll see it on my Facebook. Check it out. And it's helpful. It's also pretty timely as Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to require social media companies to get parental consent before allowing kids under age 16 to use their platforms. Now, this is one of the largest moves towards cracking down on online social media addiction among young people. And his proposal would require social media companies to get parental consent before allowing kids under age 16 to use their platforms. They would be tasked with creating a splash page that verifies the user's age and obtains the necessary consent from a parent or guardian. Lieutenant Governor John Husted, according to dispatch.com, said they must then send written confirmation to parents to ensure children aren't circumventing the system. If parents don't okay the terms of service, the companies would then have to bar the kids from their apps. That's interesting. You know, users under 16. So this is interesting. There's a lot of parents that go, yeah, fine. You want a beer? Here's a beer. You know, you want a drag on my cigarette? Fine. Try it with me so you know how horrible it is. And we doctors have started to frown upon that. I mean, that, as a kid, it helped me. And remember, we're different. The boomers from the Gen X's, from the millennials, from the Z's, it's different. What might have worked on me as a Gen X might not necessarily work on a Gen Z. But I wanted to try coffee. I was 3 years old. My mom would drink coffee. I wanted to try some coffee. She said I wouldn't like it. And I don't like my mom that much. And I thought my mom was wrong. My dad, right all the time. Anything my dad said, could do no wrong. Except, of course, when it was time to whoop my butt. But my mom, I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'd love it. It's brown, and it looks like chocolate. So my mom goes, you really want to try coffee? I'm like, yeah. And that's three. God, I would not have been able to have a daughter like me. So she goes, here, take a sip of my coffee. So I go up to her coffee, because she would only drink it black. And it was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted. It was so bad that to this day, I still don't like coffee. I mean, I'll drink it if I have to. I have to stay awake sometimes. But I couldn't stand it. And my mom letting me try it was enough. Same thing with beer. I want to try beer, Daddy. No, you're too young. You don't drink beer. I want beer. I'm thirsty. It tastes like... He would cuss a lot. It tastes like... can't drink it. No. Go away. Leave me alone. Like, I want to try it, Dad. So he let me have a taste of it. It was disgusting. But I liked it better than the coffee. I did. Maybe it's because I'm thirsty. I liked the beer taste much better than the coffee. But for me, I was like, I got out of my system. And my grandmother let me, you know, take a couple drags off her cigarettes. It didn't bother me at all. But because my grandfather on his deathbed made me promise I wouldn't smoke, I never smoked. So, but for other individuals, they're like, wait a second. If my parents do let me have a drag or let me try, you know, a beer or whatever, then maybe it's okay. And so you do have a lot of parents going, you know, okay, what you want to go on? What you want to go on Snapchat? Mom, everybody's on it. I'm going to get bullied. I'm going to get, really, you're not going to let me? Okay, fine, fine. I'll sign you in. Fine. Just don't do anything stupid and don't do drugs. And don't talk to any strangers. Fine. I know, Mom. Leave me alone. I know, Mom. And then that's the most of it. So I get it. It's an extra step. It's an extra layer. It's an extra level of protection. But I'm not sure how to handle the whole social media craze. You know, we talk about in the book limiting time, which can help. You know, I mean, when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to watch TV. You know, there would be, what was it on Friday night? It was, I think it was Dukes of Hazzard and Dallas, and I wasn't allowed to watch TV till my homework was done. On Saturday morning, I could not watch cartoons until I finished my chores. We don't do that with our kids anymore. You cannot go on your computer until you've done your chores. The average kid doesn't do chores. You've been on the computer, you can't go on anymore. We don't have limits with our children. A lot of children have phones. Now, I gave in. I'm just as guilty. I bought my children cell phones. They were already in middle school at the time. But one reason why was they would be away at a game or they would be at a sleepover. And I loved the idea of being able to reach out to my baby. And as a mom, I almost thought it was necessary to make sure there was some sort of a tracking device and were able to reach my kid. And so I did get my kids' phones. They were limited. And then when they got older in high school and all that, they started to get the smartphones, and now they're adults. But I really wanted to have that sort of access to them. And so the idea of, oh my gosh, that parent bought their kid a phone. When you ask the parent, they're like, yeah, my kid's at this game. He's at this after-school project. I need to be able to reach him. It's a safety issue. And I want him to be able to call the police if there's a school shooter. Now, all of a sudden, all the parents got their kids' phones. So it's a much different generation right now. It's a much different time. And so we don't want our kids without electronics. We don't want, now we want them to study. We want them to learn. But these electronics are really messing with their minds. I think one of the reasons why, and we spoke about this yesterday, why math scores are so bad nationally and test scores are so bad is because these kids have lost the ability to learn because they're using the brain differently with these screens. We don't want babies and kids on screens. Yet our kids were on screens for online learning during COVID. And once you get a kid on a screen, you can't get them off. When you look at a picture, you don't learn the same as a human. And for those of you that can't comprehend that, where it's like, I don't understand why a kid looking at TV, you know, will not pick up and memorize things as well as in person. Well, look at your cats and dogs. How many times have you tried to have your cat and dog FaceTime your loved one? And they don't care. They don't notice it. Yet daddy comes up to the door to come into the house, my dog loses her poop. Why does the dog not care on FaceTime? Because it's a different reception. It's a different object. These animals think it's fake. They can't conceptualize it. Same thing with my cat. I will show my cats patience. Right? And they don't, yet if a person was in the room, they'd run. Yet when I'm dealing with patients online, they go right to the screen. It's different. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
I don't know anybody, a hunter, a sportsman, who thinks that it's okay that our kids are being killed in their sanctuaries, in their schools.
Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin reacting to last night's shooting on the campus of Michigan State University that left three students dead and five others fighting for their lives. The suspect killed himself. Today's the fifth anniversary of the Parkland, Florida school shooting, the gunman serving life in prison for killing 17 students and adults. As the expected spring push by Russia into Ukraine draws near, NATO is pledging more help. The group's leader says Russia will throw far more troops to the front, but those troops are barely trained. January's consumer price index is pretty much where the experts predicted, up by 0.5% from December. And the benchmark measure of inflation rose by 6.4% over the 12 months ending in January. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember we told you that people who got COVID seem to be at higher risk for diabetes? Now they're saying if you were not vaccinated for COVID, you are even at a higher risk. Researchers in California at Cedars-Sinai Health System looked at 24,000 patients hospitalized with COVID between March 2020 and June 2022 by vaccination status. Now, keep in mind, we didn't have the vaccines till end of December 2020. But they found that those who were not vaccinated were 10 times more likely to develop diabetes after getting COVID compared to those who did get vaccinated. Previous studies have also warned that a COVID infection could leave cells less able to absorb sugar from the bloodstream. Now remember how diabetes works. Diabetes is like an office setting, where you have a waiting room, which is like your mouth. You have a hallway, which is the bloodstream, like sugar in the bloodstream, sugar in the hallway. The body has to get the sugar from the hallway into the room, open those doors, or get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. What opens those doors are insulin. Those doors need to be sensitive to insulin. They have to have little keyholes. Insulin's like a key to open that door. If the door doesn't like the key, or if there's something pushing against the door like fat, insulin resistance, you could have diabetes and elevated sugar in the bloodstream or being stuck in the hallway. They're trying to say that COVID might affect that cell's door. So it's interesting. Now, Dr. Alan Kwan, a heart disease expert, led the study, said these results suggest that COVID vaccination prior to infection may provide a protective effect against diabetes. So what they're suggesting is if you got COVID, it affected the way your cells could bring in sugar. So the more protection you had against COVID, the less chance you had of getting diabetes. I mean, they're not wrong in that, but if half the study was done before people got their vaccine, I would kind of understand that there's some limitations to this. Keep in mind, the 2019-2020 COVID was a little different than what people got January 2021. I got COVID January 2021, and it, oh no, or was it 2022? All I know is when I got Omicron, it stunk. I think that was 2022. And I had been vaccinated, and it still stunk, but luckily I wasn't hospitalized. But the strains are a little different. So if you got hit with COVID before you got the vaccine, there was a higher chance that you were hospitalized. Once people either got the vaccine or was exposed to COVID and then COVID started to become more mild, we got luckier. So Dr. Kwan says, although further studies are needed to validate this hypothesis, we remain steadfast in our belief that COVID vaccination remains an important tool in protecting against COVID and still uncertain risks that people may experience during the COVID infection period. So this study was published in JAMA Network Open. Researchers looked at COVID patients sent to Cedars-Sinai Health System between March 2020 and June 2022. 23,700 patients were about 47 years old on average. 54% were women. They were split by vaccination status. Those who were not vaccinated before they got COVID had a 78% higher chance of developing diabetes. Keep in mind, though, if you got COVID before the vaccination, that COVID was a stronger one. It could have messed with the pancreas. Your pancreas makes insulin. The beta islet cells of the pancreas make insulin. So if your pancreas gets hit hard by COVID and it doesn't make insulin, then you have a harder chance of bringing that sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. They said those who got the shot only had a 7% higher risk. There was no data for people who had previously caught COVID before being hospitalized by a second infection. The analysis, they said, did adjust for factors of age, sex, and heart disease. Now, this is important because there's a lot of us at risk for diabetes, and we do not want to become diabetic any sooner than we need to. When you have diabetes, you can be in a lot of trouble when it comes to your heart, cancer, stroke, dementia. So we want to put that sucker off. And if somebody said, look, Dahlia, getting COVID vaccinated will help you not get diabetes, I would seriously consider continuing to get vaccines. I got the first two. I waited with the booster until the bivalent came out, and then I got the bivalent. The problem I had with the bivalent, though, was for a month, I had severe chest pain, underarm swelling, breast swelling. I couldn't do my mammograms. I'm already very concerned about breast cancer because it runs in the family. And I'm also concerned about heart disease because that runs in the family. And I don't want to have a myocarditis. I don't want to get a side effect from another vaccine if I've had COVID a couple times. So I'm a little mixed on getting any more boosters. This would, if this study does seem to be, I'm not excited about it just because of the time frame. But if we do have studies saying, look, the vaccine, any sort of additional protection will really help. You know, I would seriously consider it. But diabetes, you're at risk for diabetes if it's in the family, if you are obese, if you have issues with your pancreas, you drink a lot of alcohol, you've lost some of your pancreatic function, if you were exposed to a virus that could have affected the pancreas, which we're still figuring out which viruses those are, and maybe COVID is one of them. But also, it's how we eat. A lot of us eat a lot of crappy food. Or we don't eat all day, and then we eat one big meal a day. I think that puts us more at risk for diabetes. So, you know, we do need more studies, and many of you are really confused as to if you need to get more boosters. I've spoken to a lot of doctors who said, I'm done with the boosters. I get COVID enough. That's my booster. I have antibodies. I don't need to take the shot. I have others who say, look, I just don't know if there's going to be one that's worse, and I don't want to get sick. And many of you ask, why did I get the bivalent shot? And I told you, it's because I got my butt kicked when I had COVID. Even though I was very lucky to not have to be hospitalized, but I'm going to have a very busy fall and winter. This was September 29th, and so I got it. Plus, I had promised you guys that I would and tell you how it was. So I did. So I made good on my promises. And so I'm mixed. I am probably going to hold off for a little bit. Will I get a yearly COVID or flu vaccine? Well, it depends. You know, when I get a flu vaccine, thank God for now, you know, hopefully nothing ever happens, but I just get a little bit of soreness and I'm good. When I get the COVID vaccine, I mean, it was at least a month. And since I do my mammograms in the fall for breast cancer awareness to try to raise awareness, and I have a lot of things going on in the fall, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But COVID, diabetes, this is a link that continues to come up, and it really makes us rethink what we know about viruses. I'm not shocked because I know that viruses can cause diabetes. We know that viruses can affect the pancreas, and I also get a little bit nervous that an organ such as the pancreas getting affected by a virus, you know, could also possibly be oncogenic and later have cancer susceptibility. So I'm of the thinking, you know, the less diabetes, the better. The less COVID, the better. They're saying the vaccine could help. It's a win for the vaccine side of things. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In terms of viruses, we're keeping an eye on this Marburg virus. World Health Organization convened an urgent meeting amid an outbreak in Africa. There are fears that we could be caught off guard. And Marburg kills 88% of the people who it infects. Some will bleed, looks similar to Ebola. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We take your calls, your questions, your comments, and some of your emails at drdahlia@hotmail.com or on my website has a contact page at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. So about 2 weeks ago, one of our listeners' daughters was applying for a job. And a part of the application process was doing a small project. And they wanted to see how well that project was done before they considered hiring her. And the listener is my generation. So, you know, we never really kind of had to do that. You just interviewed for the job, you got the job. But the mother had asked, and her daughter is in her 20s, but is this normal now? Do you have to do things for free? And I guess that there are some companies that do that. In fact, I do a lot of marketing, PR, and a friend of mine had needed some help. And I'm like, you know, later if you do need me to consult or whatever, but you know what? Let me do something for you for free. My pleasure. Let me help you. And I helped with this huge campaign. I don't want to go into too many details, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of work. And it was, for me, it was more charitable. But I don't think it's worth it if you're not going to necessarily get the job. And that person, no longer is on this earth anymore. May he rest in peace. But you only have X amount of time, and you're trying to look for a job. So if you are applying, and one of your interviewers is asking for freebie work, my first inclination would be, oh, hell to the no. Thank you, but no thank you. With the labor shortage right now, and still there's, people who are going to pay me well, this is what I want to do. But the way you leave that, the way you turn them down, be a little savvy with it. Because there might be, in some fields, such as marketing or et cetera, sometimes they want to see what you're about and how much you really want to work there. And one of the reasons why we might be seeing some of these with interviews where they're asking you to do something and show an example of some work, make a logo for us, whatever. Although make sure you still own any intellectual property rights of whatever you do. Don't give away the farm for free. But one of the reasons why that might be happening now with interviews is because the internship is under fire. Now, in the past, if you wanted to work for Google or you wanted to work for a company, I don't know if Google would have you do it for free. I think now they pay. But if you interned, you interned for free. In order for you to build your resume and have experience, because you couldn't get a job if you didn't have experience, but you couldn't get experience if you didn't have a job, internships would allow that, where you could be a part of an amazing company, have that company on your resume, get a letter of reference, possibly an in to that company, and it seemed to work out for all sides until the interns were used as slave labor and free labor and overworked and didn't get anything out of it. And then some of these interns sued for under labor laws, working and not getting paid. So internships had to turn around and be paid internships. In fact, I think when my boys were looking at internships and they said they got paid, I'm like, you're getting paid? Well, then that's a job. I jump on that. That's huge. So some of these companies, rather than losing a whole year trying to figure you out, they're like, win me over. You want this job? Win me over. Show me what you can do. Now, for somebody like me, I have to correct myself. I don't think I would say hell to the no. If I really wanted to work for a company and I really liked what I was doing, I've done stuff for free all the time. So much of what I do is for free. I help students for free. I write papers for free. I write books for free. I do community work for free. I don't really have that much of a problem with it. In this day and age, though, if you need a job tomorrow because you have to pay rent, yeah, maybe say, I'll pass. But if I really wanted to work at a company and I wanted to prove to them, just to give them a look of what they'd be getting, I might consider it. It all depends on what this company is and who you're trying to attract. But if, let's say, you don't have time and you have other offers, then, I would never, tell a person to go, blow it out the ear. I would say, look, I would love to show you what I got. But I have rent and another job has offered to pay me. I would one day love to work for you, but I have to pay my rent. I got to pay gas. I have, family I'm supporting. I would love to show you what I could do. And maybe in the future I will, because your company is where I want to work. But I, you know, at this time, you know, it's not feasible for me to do that. You know, leave it nice. You know, I mean, if, let's say, you don't like your job, maybe you do want to do that, you know, project and have that in, and then maybe you can, you know, what do they call it? They call it not quiet quitting. I don't like that term, but they call it cushioning. You know, a cushioning, where in case you're going to get laid off or something, you have another job ready to go. But it is interesting. You know, another interesting article that came up was 9 professions with the most unethical people. Now, this is being reported by Money Talks News. And apparently there are professions that you might not want to go into because people feel that you are unethical. A Gallup poll asked 1,000 adults from 50 states and D.C. to name the professions they perceive as having the most honest and ethical workers. And there were some professions that ended at the bottom of the list. So the bottom ones were lobbyists. They found that maybe 5% had high or very high standards. Lobbyists, only 5% liked the lobbyists. Telemarketers, they didn't feel they were honest. They felt that they were pushing products that they really didn't believe in. So that was interesting. Members of Congress, that's no shock. They felt that the honesty and ethical standards of people in Congress were at maybe 9% at most. That stinks. You know, one day I might want to run for office. But people don't think you're ethical, huh? Car salespeople. They don't trust car salespeople. And, you know, for any of us that had to sell a product, your livelihood was based on you selling it. So people might feel you're going to exaggerate. That's why don't sell anything you don't believe in. Because if you don't believe in the product, it's not going to work. State office holders. They say those individuals aren't really deemed as... In fact, they were a little bit more ethical than congresspeople, but they said state office holders less. Business executives. They felt business executives are overpaid and greedy. I don't know. I mean, business executives are pretty general. There's a lot of executives in business. TV reporters. They felt TV reporters had low honesty and ethical standards. Only 14% had ethics. Advertising executives. They felt they had issues. Newspaper reporters. People are not liking the media these days. Let me see if I have anything else. A Britney Spears article just popped up. Let me see if I have anything else on this. That is interesting. I guess I don't. So, you know, pick a profession that people will trust. Hopefully. Radio hosts, I think, rank very high. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.